Hi everybody, this is Paul, and welcome to the Palm OS Insider Podcast. Now what this podcast is all about is the cool things that you can do with your Palm OS handheld. Today I'll be telling you how to do one of my favorite things with a Palm OS handheld, watching movies and video. Now like all podcasts that I'm going to do, every piece of software in this demo is free and available for download on the internet. One more thing before we start. I own a Palm Zire 71 running Palm OS 5.2.1. If your Palm is not running these settings, proceed with this project at your own risk. However, it should work with all Palm OS 5 handhelds, with high-res screens or low-res screens. Now with that out of the way, let's get started. Okay, the first step is to download the software that you're going to need to play videos on your Palm. First, you need the program to play the videos on your handheld. The software I use is called the Core Pocket Media Player, or TCPMP. Now you can Google it, or you can download it from http://tcpmp.corecodec.org/download. Now once you get that downloaded, you're going to need to install the AVI, MP3, camera, MPEG-1, and MPEG-4 codecs on your handheld, as well as the file called TCPMP. The other piece of software that you'll need is the software that's going to encode the video to be played on your handheld. Now, I use a software called Pocket DivX Encoder, and it's available from divx.ppccool.com. Now, once you download it, it doesn't need to be installed. All you have to do is open it up, because it's just a small app and it doesn't need to be installed with any files onto your hard drive. Now to start encoding video, you need to download a piece of video from somewhere. Now a great place to get a lot of video is Google Video site. That's video.google.com. You need to download the file that would be used for a video iPod. So pick a video and click the drop down menu that says Windows/Mac and click Video iPod and click Download. Now once that's downloaded, you need to open up your Pocket DivX encoder. Now once that's open, you'll see a bunch of pictures of Palm and other types of handhelds. Now what you want to click on is the second icon over. It says PDA. So click on that, and then in the upper left hand corner, there's a section of the screen that says File to Encode. You need to click the first button on the left, which is labeled as Browse. Now pick a video that you downloaded from Google Video and click Open. It'll take a minute to open. And then you need to go down to the second section of that screen right under File to Encode and click the Browse button again. Now what's going to happen is it's going to give you the name of the file that it will output to, and it has the name Pocket PC at the ending. I personally like to delete that, but if you don't want to, that's fine. Now right below that you can adjust video quality and audio quality settings, and you'll see your final file size change. You can also change the output dimensions of the file. Now once you've got all that ready, you need to click Encode Now. It's right below that settings screen. So click that and wait for it to encode. Now once that's done, you're going to need to put the files onto your Palm handheld. Now you can either put the files on a memory card, or you can run them off of your internal memory. Now, what's easiest is to put them on a memory card, and you're going to need a large one if you want to put full-length movies on there. I have a gigabyte card, but a full-length movie typically is around 256 megabytes, so you can get by with a 512 megabyte or a 256 megabyte card and still be able to see a full-length movie. So either put your SD card in a card reader on your computer, or set the file up to install to your card. Now once you get that done, you're going to need to go into the Core Pocket Media Player, click the drop-down menu, and hit Open Files. And from here you have a file browser where you can access all the files on your internal memory and on your memory card slot. Now the Core Pocket Media Player doesn't just play videos, it also plays MP3s, it can show pictures, it can do a lot of stuff. So check out the other features of it and try some of that stuff. Now again, this is best viewed on a Palm OS 5 handheld with a high-res screen. A low-res screen will work, but it won't look very good. And keep in mind that this is almost equal to the video quality of an iPod video, so you might save yourself some money from buying this. Now, the other major issue that you have when doing this is that you may have some battery issues. Now, I can usually get through a complete full-length movie in about half of a battery, maybe a little bit more than that. So you're looking at the same battery time as an iPod video. And then just play around with the different things that you can do with this. It's interesting what you can do with the Core Pocket Media Player. So keep playing around, and remember that your settings might not be the same as mine. So if this works for me, it doesn't necessarily mean it will work for you. So do this at your own risk. I'm Paul, and this has been the Palm OS Insider. Join us next time, and I'll show you another secret that you can do with your Palm OS handheld.